Britain is living through a baby boom with implications for decades to come. In the 12 months to June last year, more than 800,000 babies were delivered, the highest number since 1972, pushing the UK's population to a record level and leading to calls for politicians to act.
We really want the government to come out and say, actually, this growth in population isn't helpful, that we'd like people to have smaller families, sure, migration's part of it, but key that people should be thinking about having one or two children, not three or four, and the government should encourage people to do that.
It's often said there's one born every minute. In the UK right now, it's one and a half.
All those babies have helped push the population up by almost 420,000 in just 1 year. There are now 63.7 million people in Britain, thanks to 250,000 more births than deaths and 166,000 in net migration.
Immigration has increased the number of women of childbearing age, but it's thought an increasing trend towards larger families and women having children later are more significant factors. So what do some of the crowds of new parents think is inspiring the baby boom?
After she came, of course, all you see is mothers and kids, especially Islington. It's booming with babies.
And now I see loads of babies around and the playgroups are full, nursery places you already have to worry about right now. So it's lots to think about.
Babydom is now a big business. So you've got pregnancy shop, baby shop, kiddie shop. Whereas before, you just had restaurants and pubs.
As well as births, another key factor in the population increase is people living longer. Today's figures reveal that the number of men over 75 in the UK has risen an astonishing 25% in a decade. And that fact is why some economists suggest there are advantages in having more babies.
The medium to long-term economic benefits are substantial. The people who are being born now, or the immigrants who are coming here now, will help pay for our pensions and public services in the future.
In a number of EU countries, deaths outnumber births. In Italy, for example, there's profound concern at the country's low fertility rate. Anxiety, too, at the lack of babies being born in Germany and Spain. Britain's population increase is greater than any other country in Europe. Some of our neighbours will be offering jealous glances. Others will be worrying about the future impact on UK services and resources.